about making devotees. Yeah, so my job was to make devotees. I didn't make any devotees, I think. It's just telling everyone about Krishna and so on. But some were very good at it. And there was a technique for doing that. You kind of sometimes got heavy, cutting down all their arguments and leaving them with nothing, and then stepping in and giving them the answers and shelter and protection and everything. Move in. Now, what happened then was that you got a bunch of people joining the Krishna temple without really understanding much why. Maybe it was food, maybe it was the association, you know, somewhere to hang out, and maybe even just some place to sleep and live. So those people gradually became the ones that almost dominated, at least made a significant impact on the movement and thus the profile. People who often were not very cultured, ruffians, sometimes with a kind of low-minded character, and they mixed with and led by those who were basically pretty wild hippies in the 60s. I guess can answer a bit why the movement became the way it became. And of course, when you're a leader of a temple or so, then those are the kind of people you, and this is for us in-betweeners, you were leading the first of those and you were led by the second.